What a blessing, Georgia couple marks 70 years of married life by renewing vows. By Amy Furr on October 9, 2023. A couple in Macon, Georgia, is rejoicing together with their community over the love they have shared for many years. Reverend Oliver Pitts Sr. and Mrs. Violet Gerald Pitts have enjoyed 70 years of marriage and celebrated at God's Way Church Ministries on Saturday during a vow renewal ceremony, 11 Alive reported. An image shows the happy couple who dated for 4 years before they got married. Social media users were quick to voice their joy over the special occasion. One person writing, "Happy anniversary to you both. What a blessing. Congratulations, Queen and King. Wishing you many more blessings." Another user replied, while someone else said, "Now that is wonderful." The couple also enjoys the company of their 5 children, 12 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, and 6 great-great-grandchildren, per the 11 Alive article. In addition, Violet revealed the key to a successful married life is working together through the good and bad times you may face as a couple. According to the University of Rochester Medical Center, more keys to a successful marriage are making sure to communicate clearly and often, telling one spouse you are thankful for them, making time for one another, being understanding when you disagree, building trust, and learning to forgive each other. Everyone makes mistakes. Your spouse may hurt your feelings or do something that upsets you, and that may make you angry, even furious. But it's important to deal with your feelings, let them go, and move on. Don't keep bringing up the past. Remember to remain committed to your spouse, your family, and the life that you have built together. Support each other emotionally and in everyday ways. You, your spouse, and your relationship may grow and change with time, but these ideas can help your marriage stay successful over the years. In September, an Arkansas couple celebrated 84 years of marriage, which makes them the longest married couple in the state, according to Breitbart News.